This is a podcast from the BBC.
Scott Mills.
Chris's Friday Extra Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Friday Scott Mills Daily Podcast, which, as you know, is presented by me, Chris Stark, on a Friday to give you something a little bit extra. Now, sometimes with this podcast, we go behind the scenes at Radio 1. Sometimes we like to play you old clips, like some of our favourite stuff that you might have forgotten. This week's one, I'm going to have to confess, is going to be a complete shambles. Last night, we were doing karaoke. You might have seen this. It was on Instagram Live, on Radio 1 Instagram Live. It was me, Scott, and Lewis Capaldi. It was really, really fun. Now, after the karaoke, which went on till quite late, our producer here, producer Will, say hello.
Hello, mate.
Decided to continue the night and was out till about 3 a.m. Now, this is the guy in charge of the Friday Extra podcast and the reason why it's going to be extra short today. How are you feeling, Will? Not good.
A real, like, 2 out of 10.
What I would like you to do is just apologise to everyone listening and say that we will do better in future weeks.
But we must do better.
And almost what we're doing with this is just sort of begging forgiveness and saying, let us just have this week, let us get away with it this week, and we'll potentially come back stronger again next week.
Do you want a clip of last night's karaoke?
Yes, play a little clip.
I've got loads on my phone. I'm sorry if the content is absolutely not acceptable.
Sounds awful of karaoke. He is good, to be fair.
That's you on backing vocals.
Do you know what I learned with this karaoke, though? I'm actually weirdly quite a good singer. Like, I've never rated myself as a singer, but as soon as you get a little bit of echo, it's not that bad. I mean, he's phenomenal, but I was actually all right. I felt I was holding my own. Scott was awful. He's a really bad singer, isn't he?
He was more of a talker than a singer.
Anyway, I feel like we're getting away from what we're trying to say here, which is really sorry this podcast is going to be so short. However, what we're going to do this week is we're going to give you a classic Scott Mills moment, something from the past, just one thing for you to enjoy, tide you over the weekend, and we'll be back with the normal show on Monday. Of course, the Scott Mills Show, 1 to 4, Monday to Thursday, and back with the normal Scott Mills Daily on Monday. My apologies. However, enjoy this. It's some Scott Mills gold.
Another celebrity wet. This is Innuendo Bingo.
You know, we do this game twice a week, and sometimes when things like this happen, I'm like, how did we get to this point? In front of me now is Daniel Radcliffe playing Innuendo Bingo. This is awesome.
This is the best.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I'm very, very excited.
This is going to be up there with one of the greats, Chris. You know that.
I know. There's history being made right now.
Go to bbc.co.uk/radio1 because you're about to see Daniel Radcliffe do Innuendo Bingo. Oh, incredible. Okay.
Right, so you ready, mate?
What we've done, Daniel, is for you, because we want it to be a wet one. We've chosen some of the best of clips from over the last couple of years for you.
Wow, okay.
God, no pressure. I hope you find them funny. Okay, so lots of water, please. There is a no hands rule, so if it's going to come out, just make sure it's over him. Okay. Oh my God, this is so exciting. First to a show called Come Dine With Me, and a contestant called Emma is putting into practice a little trick she was taught by her mum.
She crushes pistachios, chops mangoes, and combines with yogurt before adding icing sugar.
I've got a special face I like to do when I'm bashing my biscuit.
Oh, there it is. I do apologise that Chris has quite a fantastic, fantastic spray, so it is in your hair now, but you can get him back. And thanks very much to Come Dine With Me for providing that clip.
I've got a special face I like to do when I'm bashing my biscuit.
Okay, now a travel news bulletin quite recently in the middle of Tony Blackburn's show on BBC London. Now, I know a windy day is supposed to put people in a bit of a weird mood, but I'm pretty sure no cyclist has ever done this on the roadside. Ready, lads?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Pippa Sparks, BBC London 94.9, the next travel at 1.
Thank you very much, Lee Pippa. To your knowledge, has any cyclist been blown off yet?
That's okay. A great trip to work.
Hang on. Okay, it's getting a little bit... it's getting wet in here now.
Has any cyclist been blown off yet?
Tony Blackburn there.
Oh, well done, Tony.
I'm going to remove the jumper.
Sure.
I think it's going to be a wet one.
If you're not watching, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Innuendo Bingo is on with Daniel Radcliffe. You want to watch this. Back to this Saturday night on BBC One, and we go over to Pointless Celebrities and Andrew Armstrong.
I'll probably watch this.
Do you like Pointless?
Uh-huh.
No. And Pointless Celebrities?
Uh-huh.
It's all right, isn't it? Mm. Andrew Armstrong is making actress Claire King really show him what she can do.
Well, listen, as I say, you're through, but let's see how low down the column you can get.
Jeez! I've never heard that one before.
Sorry, man. Oh, that's...
Steve from Hertfordshire saw that unfold.
Alexander. Excellent, thank you.
Couldn't believe he asked that.
Let's see how low down the column you can get.
Mm. I feel like that might be actually something that's quite regularly said on Pointless as well.
What a show. Don't you love Richard?
I love them both.
Yeah.
I do.
You should go on.
You've been on, haven't you?
Yeah.
How did you do that?
How do you know that?
I've genuinely loved Pointless and Pointless Celebrities.
So weird.
The idea that you've watched me on Pointless is quite stressful.
Yeah, I've watched everyone on Pointless.
Lost to Sunita and Chico.
Oh, man.
It was a bad day, Daniel.
Rough.
Bad day. Okay, now, one of our all-time favourites from Terry Wogan on Radio 2. And Terry is reading out some messages from his listeners. Got your waters there?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I really hope this email didn't come with any photos attached.
It's a lovely spring day, says Nobby Clark of Huddersfield. Sun shining, birds singing. I'm going to clear out my back passage and put some flowers in.
It all happens on Weekend Wogan. Oh, wow. What a legend.
I'm going to clear out my back passage and put some flowers in.
Put some flowers in.
I missed that the first time. That's brilliant.
You are listening to and watching Daniel Radcliffe play Innuendo Bingo. It's happening on Radio 1 and on the Radio 1 website. Back to just last week now. More water, please. Over on ITV, Len Goodman is taking part in a documentary about one of his ancestors. It turns out one of Len's ancestors was sent to jail.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems while there, it's fine, Dan. If you need to let it out, it's fine. There's more water. While there, Len's ancestor really took matters into his own hands.
Len's ancestor Henry was trying to earn premature discharge of his long.
That's not even the bit.
Okay, let's try and get through this one.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Let's try and get through the whole thing. Come on. Can we manage it, though?
Len's ancestor Henry was trying to earn premature discharge from his long penal stretch.
How are you feeling in terms of wet?
I mean, it's good. It's like I've been on Splash Mountain.
It's quite refreshing, isn't it?
It's good, yeah. I mean, it's, you know...
What's Splash Mountain, sorry?
You know, in...
Is this a
Disney
Harry Potter
World? One? No. In Disney World, there's like the log flume you go down.
Oh, okay.
It's called Splash Mountain.
I thought you were saying it's like being on Splash for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
That would never happen. Now, Daniel, as an actor, you must be familiar with Soho Square.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't until our listener Laurie watched this BBC Two documentary that he realised just some of the things that go on down there.
Ready to start pumping?
Lloyd and Tony spend up to 12 hours a day down this shaft, packing holes under Soho Square.
Just sounds so wrong.
That's brilliant. Like, did they not hear it when they're saying it?
I know.
The guy's in the voiceover booth.
Who wrote the script?
Packing holes under Soho Square.
It's all in the delivery, isn't it?
It really is.
Okay, so more water, please. It's, it's kind of it's projectile from both parties now, which is good. Now over to a very quaint Sunday morning show on ITV about country houses, presented by Linda Bellingham off of Voxo Cubes, who seems to be... Well, she was. Now... Yes, come on. Now, Linda seems to be getting on so well with her guest that she's completely forgotten that.
Sorry.
Linda's forgotten she's on camera completely.
Can I use this? Could I use this on my floors at home?
If you've got wooden floors,
well,
yes.
I have actually got some wooden floors. And in fact, last Sunday I was on all fours with my husband.
Oh, no, look at this now.
Linda!
Linda Bellingham.
Doing what? Like, see, what was she say? What story was she telling?
Last Sunday, I was on all fours with my husband.
Okay.
Who knows? We'll never know.
Now, we couldn't let Daniel go without introducing him to one of our recent finds. She's going to be made up with this. Daniel Radcliffe's actually hearing her voice. It's Caroline Martin on BBC WM. You know Caroline.
Oh, you'll love her.
Now, this is one of Caroline's greatest moments. We join her as she's playing Phil Collins' track, although she hasn't been paying much attention to the music by the sounds of it.
That's Phil Collins and Philip Bailey, Easy Lover. It's BBC WM 95.6. Do you know what? We've just had excitement in the studio. My light bulbs went. I've just had three men come in to change or to put the power back on. I'm going to blow them every day if I get those three back again. I'll tell you, that was scary.
Caroline! See, that's the wonder of BBC local radio. Caroline Martin, everyone.
I'm going to blow them every day if I get those three back again, I'll tell you. I was cheery.
Okay, so we've got two more to get through. Now, we're going to stay in the Inyo Nabinga Hall of Fame because we're here with Daniel Radcliffe. We go to the Vanessa Felt show now.
Oh, great.
And Vanessa has just shared an intimate moment with Voice of the Balls, Alan Dedicott. Ready? Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Golden, it's 6 minutes past six and a glorious moment for me. Mr. Dedicott came in to say hello. You know I love Alan Dedicott and I don't get to see enough of him, and I've just seen him and had a bit of a cuddle and shown him just a little bit of my cha-cha-cha.
Just a little bit.
My cha-cha-cha.
Vanessa there, of course, a Strictly contestant last year.
Yeah, of course. That was...
She showed it to Bruce Forsyth after that. And one more.
Right, final one.
Finally.
Really going for this one.
Danny Radcliffe, Inyo Nabinga, dripping wet.
What a ledge.
Finally, a very personal admission from Stephen Fry on BBC Radio 4. Chris may have heard this one a few times. Now, he's been lending a hand to his dear cousin. Ready?
Mm-hmm. But the Wild West does...
Chris, come on, hold it together. Daniel Radcliffe's in front of you.
But the Wild West does supply some useful clues, as I only recently recalled while I was helping my cousin Jack off a horse.
Cousin Jack there. Good Lord. Did you enjoy that, Daniel?
I did very much. I really don't think that keyboard's going to work or should have been left there. For,
no, it's fine. We've covered it up with something. That was Daniel Radcliffe on Innuendo Bingo. Thank you so much for doing that.
Thank you. Well,
and thank you lot at home for listening and watching. That was going to be just one of our best ones. Thank you, Daniel.
That was excellent.
Have a change of clothes.
I do have a change of clothes. You know, in a month of fairly homogenous press, this is an island of brilliance. Thank you.
I'll take that. Yeah, we'll put that on the poster. Thanks, Daniel.
You're awesome. Thank you.
One. Did you know that Megan from Love Island once got egged on a date? Neither did we, until she told us on the Worst Dates podcast.
They threw eggs at the car and one hit me in the face.
On the date?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Luke Franks.
And I'm Ariel Free.
And we're lifting the lid on dating in 2019.
I've snuck a full Chinese into Sydney. I'm not even joking.
Why don't you go and put in your mum's high heels?
Does your mum know about that?
She does now.
Each week we'll be joined by two celebs who will reveal their worst dating disasters. We'll also hear from you guys. Horrendous dating stories, DM disasters, and answer those dating dilemmas.
I just don't like the whole, like, tune of your mouth. I've been talking to me. All I can do is stare at their mouth.
The Worst Dates podcast.
Download it now on BBC Sounds.